Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. I'm so glad you are here today because joining me is Stephen Stern. He is joining me today and we are talking about the precinct strategy. He has an event coming up that you guys need to know about. I think you're going to want to attend. So that's coming up on today's show. So how do you get involved? Well, Steve's going to tell you. How do you get involved? How do we save our country? So Steve Stern is on the program. So like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com and hit the donate button. Or you could be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. I always add more content on Telegram, so find me at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, Clout Hub. You can find me there, or X at DJ Amber May. But also, Patriot Mobile, this is where it's at. If you want it, you need to ditch the woke mobile, the big three, okay? They're woke, their agendas are woke, they give money to woke organizations. Go to the only Christian conservative cell phone company out there. I've made the switch. I have great cell phone signal. I've actually had better cell phone signal than some of the people on one of the big three carriers out there. So make the switch to patriotmobile.com/Amber. When you use my name, Amber, you're going to save money on free activation. So don't be afraid. The switching is super easy. I've already done it. My husband's already done it. And we're supporting an organization that values things we believe in. And they support first responders. They support veterans. And I want to be a part of a company like that. So make the switch to patriotmobile.com and use promo code Amber to save free activation. Well, coming up without any further ado is Stephen Stern. I told you I have Stephen Stern joining us today. I'm so excited to have you. Thank you so much for spending time today with us.
Well, we're glad to be here. You know, it's important for the country. And, you know, we do precinct strategy, which you have joined. And want to tell you a little bit of that today and everything that's going on and what we're doing with that, because there's so much going on. You need about 4 days to talk about it. But let's start with how this all started. Dan Schultz wrote the book on why people should join the Republican Party and help President Donald Trump get elected way back there. And if you go to Amazon, you can buy his book. And we tell everybody to buy his book. It's very inexpensive, $10. And go to the website, www.precinctstrategy.com. Why do you want to do that? Well, a lot of people don't know how to join the Republican Party. And we'll put that up again a little bit later. And if you go there, you can find out. And a lot of people don't even know what committee men and committee women are. Mm-hmm. So let's explain that. So every city in the United States, pretty county, has a Republican, Democrat, executive town committee, or whatever they call it in your state. And I'm in Florida. They call it executive committees, and I'm the vice chair of the Republican Party here. And I've been involved for 20 years, really never became an officer. I was the membership director because I really didn't want to get into the hierarchy. But as I did this all over the country, we started to see how important it was to be a vice chair or a chair. So I got the chair elected and he got me elected, and we want to try to help him because very important what's going on. We're trying to make Broward County, where I am in Florida, the premier executive committee so we could teach everybody what's going on, because as I spoke to people, and I'll explain to you why I spoke to all the states, but let's tell everybody what you do when you become a committee man and a committee woman. So you attend meetings. So that's the first thing. So people call me. I get all the calls from the Republican Party in our state for Broward County. And they ask, well, what do you do when you become a committee and woman? I'd like to get involved. And not everybody can get involved full time. So we tell them about clubs we have besides that. So when you become a committee and committee woman, you get candidates elected. After you go to meetings, your prime goal is to get candidates elected. Mm-hmm. You sign up voters. You canvass neighborhoods. You poll watch. You poll work. You make phone calls. So let's face it, you can't do everything. So you got to pick something and see what you want to do. And, you know, we have close to 286 members and they fluctuate. So around the country, there's 400,000 slots in the Republican Party and in the Democratic Party. And we have about 200,000 that are involved. And now, why is this bad? Because we've been doing this for 4 years. Dan Schultz and Steve Bannon have been doing it for 14 years. And we've gone up to 210. We've gone down to 190. And we seem to crest at 200,000. Well, if you think about this, if we have 60 million Republican voters or whatever we have, and we only have 200,000 people involved, that means the other people are sitting around doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something, why this is so important, because you know that Iowa is a red state, correct? Mm-hmm. So I was on the phone with one of the top chairs in Iowa over the weekend. We discussed some shit. She says, I can't believe what happened in Iowa. I said, why? She said, well, the people didn't come out to vote, the Republicans, and we lost every school board seat in the state of Ohio, of Iowa. The Democrats wiped our butts. And why is that? Because the people got complacent and they thought just because everything was doing good, so the Democrats cleaned them up, and they were so upset now that it's going to take 2 years to change it. So now they're going to change everything in the school board, which is all the bad stuff that we all know about. This is why it's so important to become a committee man and committee woman. So I'm going to tell you about a big event we're having on a week from Monday, which is the 11th, March 11th. It is going to be at Trump International, which is in Palm Beach near Mar-a-Lago, and maybe about 10 minutes away from President Trump. So I'm going to put this up and I'm going to talk about this and tell you what we're doing. It's pretty big here, but we'll show it to you. So you could see we have Mike Lindell up there. We've got Mel Kay. We got General Flynn. These are our talkers. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a golf outing. This is a fundraiser for the Broward Republican Executive Committee. So in the morning, we're going to have a fundraiser for the golf. And we have about 60 golfers. In the afternoon, we're going to have speakers, which will be Flynn, Lindell, Mel Kay, and possibly some others. And of course, you have only limited time. But the important thing that's going to happen, we're going to have a national call or summit for precinct strategy and election integrity. So I'm going to bring this up, and you could see this is Patriots on the Green. Well, what is that? Patriots are willing to be on the green at the international golf course. And we are going to come up with solutions on what we're doing. We're going to have one person from every state talking for 3 or 4 minutes to tell you what's happening in their state for great solutions. And you'll be able to see a great golf event because we'll take pictures of the winners and also people on the course at Trump International. And so we know our elections are broken. We know we need to bring about change. Our Solutions Summits USA will share this point by point with everybody. So from 8 to 12 Eastern time, we'll be on Getter, we'll be on Rumble, we'll be on Facebook, Twitter, many, many channels. And you can sign up by going to Patriots on the Green. Well, let me put that up so you can see it. And if you're watching this, take it down, go there. You'll get a link to be able to join that. And why is this important? Because we want to hear what's happening in every state. Many people don't know what's happening in their sister state. So I'm going to give you a little examples of some of the people that are working with us and helping us, which is very important. So let's take California. In California, a girl saw me on Steve Bannon here about a year ago. Her name was Tina Saline. She called me up and she said, Steve, I'd like you to help turn California red. I said, look, I'm good, but I'm not that good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's try, you know, and see what we come up with. And so she gave me a few people. We started calling them and we got up to about 400. And those 400 had 10,000 people. And we started texting them and emailing them. And then we decided, I was at the Clay Clark event here in Miami and I was talking. And we also had a booth set up, and I'll explain to you everything that's going on with that in a little while. But I was in the back with Raj Dijami. We were doing interviews. And so I decided to start my own podcast called Stern American, of which we interviewed many, many people. But we started out at a Clay Clark event. We interviewed Mike Lindell. We interviewed General Flynn and many, many other people there. Ann Vandersteel, many people who had podcasts and who were on TV. And it seemed like a lot of fun. So when we were talking to Tina, we said, hey, why don't we interview the candidates that are running for office in California. Well, I didn't realize there were so many candidates and you can only do so many. So we tried to pick about 40 or 50 and we started doing that. And, you know, I had never, even though I've helped some candidates, I really didn't talk to a lot of these people and find out what's going on. So in California, we did these interviews and we found out a lot of information that we normally didn't get. One of the things are is that a lot of candidates can't raise money. They can raise a little bit, but not enough to win elections.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So we started giving them information by the Leadership Institute and many other people that are helping them so that they can learn how to do all these things. And we're trying to get new people all the time because I was working with a girl, Carla Spaulding, in Broward County, who was running against Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And she got a fundraiser and they were taking 90% of the money and she was getting 10%. Well, look, if you get 100,000 and you only get 10,000, you can't do a lot with that because Debbie Wasserman Schultz was getting 5 million. And, you know, that happens to be in my area. So we learned a lot and she did get 47% of the vote, which I thought was very good in a Democratic area because Broward County is a Democrat, the only county left in Florida that is a Democratic county. And so
Wow. We
now have a general, Chris Eddy, who's running against Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And he's running a little bit differently than the other candidates. He doesn't give up a day without going door to door. He's a commissioner in my Western area where I'm the vice chair of the Western Republican Club. So we have tons of people helping him. We're actually going to have a little fundraiser for him tomorrow. So you could see how important it was to start to interview the candidates. Well, Then I started getting people to interview who were on Steve Bannon, who I thought that were, you know, very important people in the country, Dave Brat, Dr. Naomi Wolf, and on and on and on. So if you go to Stern American, you can see some of these things that we're interviewing. And I don't interview just top people. I interview a lot of people on the ground. You know, I interviewed our chairman. I interviewed people who just are average people. I interviewed doctors. I interviewed nurses. We just interviewed a lot of different people and it became important because then most of them were Republicans. And, you know, we found out information, you know, we asked them how, you know, how they felt about the border and different things that would help other people. So now we had Tina in California. And, you know, when I get on, most of the people I'm going to talk about never get on. So I try to bring them out because it's very important to let them know. So I want to bring a guy that is in Texas and why I love this guy. He wrote a book. It's called The Five-Star Plan. So I only show two books. I show Dan's book and his. Mr. West, Robert West, is in Texas. And the reason why I love him so much, you can see his name on the bottom. And he wrote the book on replacing politicians with patriots, because we need a lot of veterans. We need a lot of people running who are just not politicians 24/7. Because you know what the politicians do. They're on the, a lot of them are on the take. And, you know, it's unfortunate because they're running our country. So Robert was very important because not only does he have a podcast, but he drove 8 hours to speak to 15 people. Now, how many people actually do that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get back to the committee men and committee women because it's so important. So we have all through the country, different areas. We have, you know, unfortunately, we have the MAGA, we have the Rhino, and we have the establishment. So if you are in an area where you got a lot of establishment people, it is very difficult. And we're trying to get the MAGA all over the country to start to take over these positions by doing that. So we have a guy in Minnesota, David Penn. David and I started together. He got very good because he started his own podcast. He's a big tire wholesaler. And he started helping in Pennsylvania, getting a lot of the people organized. Because as you know, Minnesota is very tough. Even Mike Lindell, who is going to be one of our speakers. And let's just put, you know, we always advertise Mike Lindell, but he's just donated 200 of these little pillows for our talk here on the executive committee thing at the golf course. And
yeah, all of his products are amazing. I love his sheets. I love his towels. His products are great.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber Mae's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, the sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber May does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, the MyPillow slippers. I live luxury, and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well.
I'm Clay Clark. I'm a very pale male, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. Hey!
Hey, guys. I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring. And then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code Amber May, and save some money.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Well, when I spoke to when I speak to him frequently, you know, his problem is he got knocked out of 80 box stores, mm-hmm. and you know, Steve Bannon's trying to help him. Everybody's trying to help him, but you know, you can't pick up enough business on online when you're in the box stores, because let's face it, you know, when you're online and you're talking to Republicans is one thing, but you know, a lot of Democrats bought his product. So therefore in Walmart and all these places, he lost all that business. And he almost, mm-hmm. you know, had a tough time here. So he's making a comeback, and we're trying to help him all we can. Everybody's trying to help him. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's endorsed precinct strategy along with President Trump. So let's go to President Trump. You see the little picture in the back. So I'd like to explain that. And I'd like to talk to you about a little things that I'm working with President Trump. But I want to tell you, show your audience something I think that's very important. For my 81st birthday, I'm 82, he sent me a letter, which I was shocked with, because Liz Harrington helped me get him to endorse precinct strategy. So I want to show you, and I'm going to read this letter because I think it's one of the nicest things that ever happened to me. Aww. So it says, "Dear Steve, we join your family and friends in wishing you a happy 81st birthday. Our nation is strong because of hardworking patriots like you, who believe in and defend the great American ideals of faith, family, community, and country first. Your commitment to excellence and dedication to exemplifying the American dream through ingenuity, hard work, and principled leadership is the foundation of your tremendous success and demonstrates the proud spirit of family-owned and operated business. As you celebrate this special day, we hope your heart is filled with joy, knowing you have experienced our country's greatest blessings, freedom, and the affection of your loved ones. Melania and I send our very best wishes for your continued health, happiness, and success. Happy birthday, and may God bless you and your family. Sincerely, Donald Trump." Now, this is one of the most, I guess, the greatest things ever happened to me, because how often do you get a nice letter back from President Trump?
That's not so cool.
Because I had come back from New York, and the funny part about it is my wife got the envelope, and she ripped the envelope. I said, "You opened my mail. Why did you rip it?" And luckily, the letter didn't get, you could see, It's in perfect shape. And I haven't framed it yet because I try to show it out there because I'm very proud of that, naturally, because, you know, mm-hmm. I work 12 hours a day on trying to save our country. And he realized mm-hmm. that. And I actually, last week I was up at Trump International and he was playing golf. And we were up there planning our event because this event takes a lot of help. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to go back over it and we want to tell people about it again. And he came over and said hello. And I said, precinct strategy. And he went like this, you know, as the commander in chief, because we all know that he's the, you know, commander in chief still. Mm-hmm. So let's go back over this, because if anybody, we still have a few seats open. It's golf and lunch. It'll be next Monday from 8 in the morning golf to 1. And then from 1 to 4, you don't have to go to both events if you don't want to. It'll be breakfast, lunch. And the speakers will be Mike Lindell, General Flynn, and Mel Kay, and a few other speakers. We've asked a few others to come. And it's possible that 45 may come over. You know, it's his golf course. We invited him, but he doesn't let you know until a few days over. So everybody keeps mm-hmm. it. But I can't say 100% that that's going to happen. But as you see in the back, I was up in his office 2 days before the last election. This is just one picture, but I keep that because very few people get to go up to his office. So this is, if you've been at Mar-a-Lago, there's a ballroom. And as you walk into the ballroom to the left, you go upstairs, that's his office. So I was up there with my wife and my grandson and six of his secretaries and Liz Harrington. And the reason we went up there was to ask him to ask people to get involved at the rallies. So he said he would, but he hasn't done it yet. So we've done a little bit other things in the meantime, because we waited. He said, wait till I start running again from the last election, and, mm-hmm. and did that. He's talked about a little bit. But imagine in front of 60,000 people, if you ask people to get involved, it could happen. And he hasn't done it. So we're going to see him again, hopefully next week. And we'll talk to him about the same thing again and see what he has to say, because he needs those people. They may vote for him, but if they're not working on the ground, the Democrats are going to eat our lunch. Because what mm-hmm. the Democrats do, and just to let you know, if you want to come on, I don't know if you heard about our Zoom meeting. When I saw him, he asked me what I thought about the election. He actually endorsed two of my candidates, which I thought was super phenomenal, because who am I? Just a guy, you know, that's working hard to try to save the country. But he's a famous guy in recognizing that mm-hmm. people are actually working. And so he endorsed two of my candidates, and we were talking about the election. He said, what do you think about the election coming up 2024? I said, well, look, nothing has changed in election security, election integrity back mm-hmm. then. So he said, well, I know you do a precinct strategy Zoom meeting because you invited me. I didn't come on, but why don't you do an election integrity one? I said, well, let me see. So about 2 weeks later, I got the bright idea. I didn't have enough to do. I have an election integrity Zoom meeting every couple of weeks. And we've had on Linda Lanier, who is a singer, and she's going to be at our event. She talked about what's going on in Montana. We have Seth Keschel, who you probably know about, Captain Seschel. Mm-hmm. He came on. Rick Friesen told people how to win elections. Linda Sinkowitz, she's my number one girl. She's the only one that I know of that's permanently taking people off the voter rolls. She's gotten about 100 arrest warrants. Now, listen to this one. She's in Connecticut. Wow. And she has found the people that voted 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Not once, not twice, but 10 times. So you wouldn't believe as people. And well, how does that happen? Because in a family, they may send 10 ballots to the same person. So these people, since they never got caught, they fill it out in whatever name. They send it back. Nobody really checks it. And boom, there's 10 votes that they shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. So it's taking people up. However, with the arrest warrants, the police did not arrest the people because they're so fought to the left, and God forbid the police should arrest somebody, you know, they're worried because they're in such a blue state that their jobs could be, you know, taken care of. So she's going to other states. So once this happens, when they really arrest somebody and we can publicize that, people may start thinking about voting 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, mm-hmm. 9. Well, Linda is one of my top girls. And then we had Johnny V on, and, you know, I'm known for signs and everything, so people could actually see these things. So Johnny V has VotifyNow.org. And why is that important? VotifyNow.org is an app. Johnny and I have been working together for about 2-3 years. He's doing it most of the work. I'm just helping promote it because it's so important. This app will tell you who's running in a lot of areas. But when you're at a polling station and you see something that doesn't look right, you put it in the app. It goes right to him. He sends it to the authorities, and that's taken care of. So go to votifynow.org. There's a nice video there. You can see what's going on, and that can help you. So then Raj Dijami is Defend Florida. He works with me on these type things, and he has Defend Florida. So that's really important. So go see his Defend Florida and see what it is.
Now, yeah, Raj is doing a lot of great work out in Florida with Defend Florida.
Right. So he and I do the Zoom meetings together, and we've had on Dr. Frank, who, you know, he's all over the place. So it took me 4 months to get him on because he's so busy, but he finally got a day and he came on. And then one of the most important things, you know, for 4 years, I've been trying to get a hold of the RNC, Ronan McDaniels, who never answered a phone call, never returned it. But I was able to get John Cervelli and his boss, who is leading people on election integrity for the RNC. And that's a new thing. They're starting to call back. They're starting to help. And she works with some of the people. And I see her on Cleta Mitchell Zoom all the time. And Cleta Mitchell has been on a couple of times. Matt Hurt from the Leadership Institute, he's come on and teaching people how to run for office. Let's see who else we had on that was good. Joe Von Pulitzer, he usually does it by himself. He'll be on the 14th. If anybody wants to come on the next one, it's going to be on the 14th.
I want to talk about such the importance of the precinct strategy, because just because you're registered as a Republican doesn't mean you can vote on anything that has to do with the party. You're just voting for a candidate. When you become a precinct committeeman, you get a say in how the party runs in your county, in your state, in your national, so on and so forth. So people might wonder, okay, we all heard of RNC, we've all heard of the DNC, we've all heard of Ronan McDaniels. How do you get there? Well, this is how you get. You want to explain how the structure works?
Sure. The executive and all the committees around that, different states do a thing. I'll explain Florida. You become a committee man, committee woman. You vote for your national committee woman and national committee men and your chairman. They go up to a meeting, and then they vote for the person who's going to be the chairman of the state and the committee man and committee woman of the state. And they go and they get together in either California or wherever, and then they vote for who's going to be the head of the RNC, the vice chair, the secretary, the treasurer. And that's how it happens. And of course, you watched Ronan McDaniels win the last election after two or three people ran. I backed the Mr. Pillow guy and Mike Lindell, and I was on 5-6 programs because we wanted a businessman up there. And now you start to change. Rona resigned, and we have Laura Trump and another gentleman who's supposed to be pretty good going to run it. So we'll see if they actually call back, because here's the silly thing about this whole thing. They work with the national people, right? The people on the ground. So it gets stopped sometimes when they get to the national people and when they get to the head of the Republican Party, the state, because it doesn't get filtered down to the individual people. So we need to have a voice up there, because we know what's going on the ground, and I know what's going on all over the country. And why is that? Well, I started about 3.5 years ago. I saw Dan Schultz on Steve Bannon. I called him up and I said, you know, we have some success here in Broward County. And he asked me what it was, and I told him, and he called Bannon up and or texted him, and he said, Bannon wants to have you on the show next week. Well, you know, I had never been on a show before, and I got up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, I've got a piece of paper, and I'm writing notes and notes and notes, you know, because what are you going to say? You know what I mean? You want to, you're going to speak to, could be a million people watching, and you want to be able to say what's going to be important, because if you don't, they're not going to have you on again. You know what I'm saying? Well,
right.
He told me I'd be on about 10:15. So I get on at around 10:15. They Skype me and I'm on, and I get a message at 10:15. You'll be on 10:30. Then Cameron texts me, you'll be on 10:45. Then it was 11, then it was 11:15, then it was 11:30. Well, here I'm sitting there sweating because, you know, here I'm waiting to get on and I'm scared what I'm going to say as it is. So I call, like 10:45 comes on, and he says, all right, you're going to be on in a couple of minutes. Well, I get on, And, you know, I guess I practiced so much that I was like perfect. And about 2 weeks later, they texted me and said, hey, can you come on for a couple of minutes, talk about precinct strategy on the next time? So that started it.
And, yeah, because I remember seeing you on the Bannon show.
Well, I've been on there quite a bit, about 50 times now, and I'm hoping to be on this week again to talk about this because he always tries to get you on about precinct strategy and about events that we're having. But sometimes they'll ask you to come on and then they'll bounce you because, you know, things happen in the United States and they want to put it on. So I have to text him at 4 or 5 in the morning when I get up because nobody's texting at 4 or 5 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm always able to get him. So about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, he said, Steve, why don't you get some success stories other than yourself? You know what I mean? So I started doing it. And that's how I know all the people in every state, because he had about 20 of the states on. And we started with New Mexico. And then he crucified me because I brought New Mexico on, because he said, that's a blue state. And what do we want a blue state? I said, Steve, we want a blue state on because we want to turn them red. If we don't give them a chance and let people know how they can get involved in New Mexico, how is it going to happen? So he did that. And, you know, he said, oh, you got a good idea. So then we got Delaware on and we went to some red states and we got about 20 people. And some of them, like I was going to tell you, Joe Welch got on. He was in Michigan and he helped get 1,000 people. And just recently now we started getting new people because the people we had on before, we're trying to get newer people on. So what happened was somebody called me and said, hey, get a hold of Dominic Lombardi in Connecticut. So I called him up, started talking to him, and this is a great story. Dominic is 20 years old. He started his career as a Republican 9 years old. I knew he was going to be terrific. So he's the vice chair of a county committee in Connecticut. So we started talking. He says, you know, I'm going to run for chair. He said, if I become chair, I'm going to be the youngest chair. And the funny part about it, he's going to be next week is the election for chair there. And he's actually flying down the day before to be at our event. And why is it important? Because he had dinner with President Trump 2 weeks ago. And how did that happen? He was able to get about 50, 60,000 in donations. And President Trump thought that was fantastic, or his people did, was fantastic that a young man, 20 years old, was able to get $50,000, $60,000. And he came down to Mar-a-Lago and he had dinner with him. And while he was having dinner, he was telling President Trump about our event. And we're hoping that he comes up. I did ask him if he would come. But as you know, it takes a couple of days before the schedule. So Dominic is on my radar. I also have my own podcast called Stern American, which we want everybody to go to, because you're going to see a lot of great ones. And we did interview Dominic, and then I got him on a lot of shows. So my job is basically to find people in all the states and then try to get them on different programs so they can let everybody know what's happening in each state. So I have a tremendous lady in New Jersey, and her name is Liz Nader. And she works with Bill Spadia, who's on the radio. And why I love her is because not only is she fantastic, but she started a club with Spadia with 25 people about 2 years ago. They have 145,000 involved in it now, called Common Sense Club. And Bill is going to run for governor here in, I think in 2025 is when they run in New Jersey. And it's important to know all these people in every state, because when I get on TV, I put up my name and number, and we ask people to get involved. So if you want to get involved, you can go to info@theflagshirt.com. You can go to sstern1054@gmail.com. You can go to 954-318-6902. And why is that important? Because I'll answer all your questions. A lot of people say, hey, you get on Bannon, how many calls you get? Well, I can get up to 150 calls. Everybody gets called back. And when I call them back, they said, Mr. Stern, I never thought you were going to call me back. I said, well, wait a minute. My reputation is the most important thing. And I don't care if I get on a show with 10 people on there or a million people. It doesn't matter, because that one person could reach out to many, many people. I'm going to give you a good example. I get all the calls from the Republican Party in Florida for Broward County. As the vice chair, that's one of my jobs. Well, 2 days ago, I saw one. I called a guy up and I explained to him everything. He says, boy, you know a lot about everything. And I'm going to buy a ticket right away to your event because I want to meet the other people in the Broward Republican Executive Committee. Well, that's phenomenal, because what happens is we have a lot of people in our executive committee. We've been there for many years. And unfortunately, a lot of people think it's a social entity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because over the years, the Republican Party is a social club. You know what I mean? Nice. And so we have to replace these people. And how we have a young Republicans club guy named Nico, very close to me. He actually was sitting here one day when I was on Bannon on a Saturday, and he couldn't believe, you know, what was going on. And he got to see this. He says, boy, I got to get more involved because this is phenomenal. So he's helping me. And I went to the Young Republicans Club, which for many years, they only had 5, 6, 8 people. They got 80 people now. And what else is important? I work very closely with Charlie Kirk's operation, Turning Point USA Action, of which Tyler Boyer has worked with me. Now, they like to do it themselves, I'll admit that. But like Dan Schultz and I say, hey, if they get people involved, that's the most important thing. But I work with a girl named Brianna Sixto, and I was invited to a thing that he had. And they gave me the list of people. I couldn't make it, but I'm calling everyone that was there and asking exactly what happened, because the whole idea of this conference that they had about a month ago was to bring in the top chairs and vice chairs of whoever they can get in the main states that's going to change our election. Arizona, mm-hmm. Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida. I think they had Ohio also. So those states were represented. And they had many people there. They had the lady who is the president of Moms for America. And if you could see, Moms for America has got together with us. And you could see the power of the precinct chair. They have 500,000 members. And that's, I would say, is one, I think, one of the most important things. If we could get those 500,000 people. And what started Moms for America better was that the moms realized when we had our COVID, and they started seeing the kids, what they were learning on their computers, they said, holy cow, I can't believe they're learning this. And you know, probably as a mother, or you know, that when the kids came home from school, hey, did you get an A, a B, a C, you know, what, let me see your report card. They never asked the kids what they were learning. So they had no clue that the Democrats were taking over this country by doing this. And then we had a guy on our Zoom about 2 months ago that showed that President Biden went and got 100 influencers to go on TikTok and go after the kids from 10 to 16 and start to turn them into socialistic people going in from school to becoming a Democratic voter. Well, mm-hmm. he unhinged that. And without doing that, we wouldn't have known that. So we have to get, you know, we have to attack and start to do that also.
That's the Communist Manifesto, though, because they have to go after the young people to start turning a nation. I mean, Hitler did it. That's just what they do. You go after the young people because, you know, if you can go after the young, eventually they're going to be the leaders of, you know, their society. They're going to be the ones in charge, and you can start influencing the way people operate in that nation. So going after the young kids is so important to them, and it should be just as important to us and our side, to each of them, about the exceptionalism of America, the exceptionalism of the Constitution, that it's not given. The rights are not given by man, because man could take them away. They're given by God, which man cannot take away. You can only give up your rights. No man can take them, but you could capitulate and give them up, because the rights come from God. And that's why what happened in COVID was a blessing and a curse at the same time. They were trying to pull something on us and trying to turn our country fundamentally into a communist kind of globalist mentality. But I'm so glad the moms got involved and started realizing how bad things were being taught in the school system. Unfortunately, before all this happened, I'm sure there's been decades of this going on in the schools that parents weren't aware of.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul. And I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust, that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber.
Hey, this is Boone Cutler, and you're listening to the Amber May Show.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, you with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Well, we're going Thursday to the 917 operation, which is giving out constitutions to all the kids in the school so they could read it and understand what it is. We're trying to help them. And one of the people that are most important is yournews.com. I want to talk about that because...
Yes, I love Your News. Thank you for connecting me to yournews.com.
So you know how important it is. Sam is going to actually play golf in our tournament, and he's put this up all over the place. And if people want, like I said before, people want to watch this program, one in every state, you want to go to www.patriotsonthegreen.com and sign up, and you will get a link to the show, which, like I said, will come on different channels. And we haven't set you to all the channels yet. By the end of the week, we will have them, but we know it's going to be on the main page of Rumble. It'll be on Getter. It'll be on Twitter. It'll be on Facebook. It'll be on many channels. You'll be able to see it. So not only will you be able to see it and sign up, but you'll probably be able to hit Rumble and be able to get it on the front page. But
and because of you, Steve, connecting with Sam, now you can find some of my content on yournews.com as well.
That's fantastic, because it's so important. So let's talk about candidates running. Because, you know, we have a lot of candidates running that are sensational people. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand what it takes to run for office. Number one, the Democrats scrutinize your family. So if you had a parking ticket, they'll make that the worst thing of your life. Mm-hmm. They will attack. You know, we're too nice. And that's one of the problems with the Republican Party. We're too nice. So if you have a candidate and you want, and they're MAGA, and you want to get them endorsed, you need to go to DrainTheSwampUSA.com. That's DrainTheSwampUSA.com. And that's a We the People MAGA. And that's driving people to campaigns, getting ads for them, endorsing them, which is very important because this is a terrific way to get endorsed. And, you know, we try to bring all these people together, just like you said. I mean, I got you together with Sam. And mm-hmm. Sam will get you together with somebody else. And that's the whole idea, because unless we do that, then things aren't going to happen. So let's take Rhode Island. You know, Rhode Island is a blue state. I got a guy, Alan Myers. Alan Myers lost the last election for Republican Party. He said, I'm not going to just lay down and die. He got about 30 of the Republicans who ran for office there and lost, because we think the election, of course, was stolen up there. So he became the chair of chairs, which... every state has a chair of chairs, which they're responsible for all the chairs. And he's
so you're talking about the state level, because our, I mean, we just had our GOP chair
resign because of him bribing Carrie Lake to not run for office. So when you say chair of chair, are you talking about at the state level, the state chair?
Yes, we're talking about the state level and talking about Arizona. You know, I work with Michelle Swinnick out there.
Yeah.
And Michelle and I started SaveMyFreedom.us.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a lot of information about how they stole the election in Arizona, because Michelle was a judge out there. She spends 12 hours a day showing you how it does. She has her own show on Bright T on TV. Now, we're very friendly with Bright T on TV. And, you know, we get people all over the country, and we'll give you a few more that are important because your people want to know who's doing it. So in Georgia, we got Marcy McCarthy. We work very closely with Martha McCarthy, and, you know, she's really done a terrific job in Georgia, and she also became one of the top chairs out there, and I think maybe she's even the chair of the whole Georgia now. And then in Vermont, when I was up at President Trump's office, he endorsed Gerald Malloy. Gerald Malloy was running for Congress in Vermont, and now he's running for Senate. When I was there, the president asked his pollsters, because I want people to know what President Trump does, which from what I know, you know, I mean, I don't know everything about he's doing, but I was there sitting and he said, called whoever the pollster was, says, how is Malloy doing in Kenning? He said, well, I didn't think he was doing that great. And he actually endorsed him knowing that he probably didn't have a great chance, but he just thought, he asked me what I thought about the candidate. I thought he's an honest guy. He's a terrific guy. And he endorsed him. So now he's running against Bernie Sanders, who we don't even know if he's going to run. He may retire. So he's running there, and a great guy. And his wife, Stacey Malloy, is a committee woman, and she is fantastic. She's on our information all the time. She worked very hard in his campaign. So I think that's great. Now, in Massachusetts, we got a girl named Sue O'Sullivan. Why I love Sue, they have county committees there, and she started 15 county committees because they didn't have a lot of county committees because nobody was organizing the Republican Party in Massachusetts. So she has done that, and now she's become running, I think, for the head of the Republican Party in Massachusetts.
I think that's what we have here in Maricopa. So I am a part of the Maricopa County Precinct Committeeman, and then we elect state committeemen, and then the state committeemen run for a national, and we re-elect national committeemen. So I'm thinking that's the same thing as what you just talked about, right?
Pretty much, yeah. You know, like you got to look up each state exactly, because everybody has different ways to do it. It may be close, but it could also be different. Now, we have a tough thing. I was at a fundraiser with Carrie Lake here about a month ago. She's in Palm Beach. And I asked her about getting involved more with the grassroots, because, you know, her campaigns have always been advertising, getting on talk shows and doing it. I said, Carrie, if you don't get out knocking on doors, you got no chance of winning this election, because people don't want to come out and vote. You notice in Maricopa, they're so pissed off at what happened in the election. Mm-hmm. And this is a very bad thing, because General Flynn was on a Zoom meeting with me a couple of months ago, and he says, my God, Kentucky, we lost an election in Kentucky because only 17% of the people came out to vote. Now, that's a pretty tough thing. You know what I'm saying? So,
and let me talk about that for a minute, because I interviewed a couple that is in Illinois. And they are part of a group out in Illinois, and they discovered when they were helping someone running for office, they realized that they only at the time only voted in the general elections. Well, someone was voting on their behalf for every other election. So when we don't turn out to vote, there's a chance. And I would encourage everyone to go back to get their voting record to see if someone voted for you when you know you didn't vote. So let's say you didn't vote in a primary, or didn't vote in a presidential election. So, you know, every state has like the state elections, and then we have a big major national election. Go back and look, because if you're not voting in every election, someone just might be voting in your stead. Have you come across that?
Yeah, not only that, but they harvest the votes.
Yes.
So, you know, the one thing that the Republicans haven't done, and they're going to start to do where it's legal, is go out and collect your votes. We've been killed by that thing. The Democrats pay people. They go out. They pick up all the ballots. The Republicans let them lay on their thing to the last minute. Sometimes they bring them in. Sometimes they don't. So we have to have a national thing. And, you know, these are some things that I'm going to speak to the president about, Trump, when I go up, and if I get up to see him again, because one, we have to have a group that's on our side who are election integrity people, and a group on his side that are election integrity people that both can get together. Because what's happened, he doesn't have that. Joe Von Pulitzer spent 2 hours with him in December, and they were supposed to follow up and actually never followed up. Now, I have gotten 10,000 people to work for President Trump. They asked me to go on TV about getting people involved, which I did, to volunteer for his campaign. And they're just going to start now getting people involved because they didn't get them involved before. So many people called me and asked me, you know, why aren't they calling? Because they don't do it during the primary. They do it during the regular campaign. Mm-hmm. So I've got a little bit of time left. I want to again put my name and number up. If you have a question, glad to answer it. Go to theflagshirt.com. I've been in business 70 years. I started when I was 12 years old. And the Flag Shirt is the largest patriotic website in the world. Our golf people are playing in this tournament. Two or three teams are wearing it, so we'll show the pictures of it. When you see this nationally, go to sstern1054@gmail.com if you have a question. I prefer to go to email rather than call, but this number that you call will not be answered. It will be taken a message, and then I'll call back because we've had some strange calls over the period of the 4 years that I've done it. And, you know, what I do is I get a message on my email and I get a message on my phone and then I call you back. But you will get called back if you leave your phone number correctly and I can hear it. And we're glad to answer all your questions. So I'm going to do a couple of things here, tell you about all these different things, let you ask a couple of questions, and I'm going to leave you with action, action, action. If you still would like to come and get involved, we got about 11 tickets left. It's March 11th at Trump International. If you're anywhere near there and you want to come down and come, give me a call. If you want to get on the live group and see it, sign up at www.patriotonthegreen.com. Very catchy, patriotonthegreen.com. And again, it's been a pleasure being here. I want to tell you, action, action, action. You know, I 40 minutes about all I could get because I lose my voice because I don't talk. But I want to see if you have any questions because I don't give the people that are interviewing me a chance to answer questions. So give me a couple of shout outs and some good questions. I'm glad to answer them. And then we're going to leave you and I'm going to go try to get more people to our event.
Well, I'm very excited to have met you, Steve, number one. So if there was one thing that you would want people to, because I believe in local action, just like General Flynn says, local action creates national impact. I believe in that. And you're about action. So what is someone listening right now? And they're like, I don't know how to get involved and I don't know what to do. What would you say is the best and most important step? Is it becoming the precinct committeeman or is it something else?
I would say it's a couple of things. One, you can go and look up online your local Republican Party. There's a way to join that. And then if you don't want to join the Republican Party, you can join clubs. You can become a committee man, committee woman. You can buy the book. Read about go to the website www.precinctstrategy.com. Read about it so you know what you're doing and what it's about and what you have to do. Also, I would say vote. I know a lot of people say, well, my vote doesn't count. But in this election, it's going to count because it's going to be such a slaughter because of the way the economy is, the border being open. You know, I work with Tom Homan, Tom Trento on the border. I mean, there's nothing I don't leave unturned. Now, people also say, how the heck does Steve Stern do it? Well, because the little story is, and I'm going to give you the story. We don't tell it to too many people. But when I was 12 years old, I wanted to go see the Brooklyn Dodgers play. I was lived in Brooklyn. And I borrowed $20 from my dad and bought greeting cards because I thought I could sell greeting cards and make some money to go because I only had a quarter. My allowance was back then a quarter a week. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what a quarter a week, that could probably buy more than $20 today. So I got the greeting cards and I go out to my apartment building and knock on doors. Don't sell a box of green cards. And I went home and started crying to my dad. Hey, I'm really sad because I didn't. And my dad said, just do it. I said, what do you mean just do it? He said, anybody come back and tell me they couldn't do it. You go out and do it. So I went next door to the lady next door. I knocked on the door, told her, hey, I can't get back into my apartment until I sell a box of green cards. She laughed at me. You know what I'm saying? Well, I said, I'm going to stay out here. If I got to stay here all night, I'm going to knock on your door until you open the door and buy some green cards. Well, she was laughing at me for about a half an hour. And then she opens the door and says, Steve, come on here. I want to give you some milk and cookies. So I sat down and she started telling me her life story. She was a widow. She was about 80 years old. I was 12 years old and I listened to her. And after we finished, she said, you know what? You're a nice young man. You stood here until I told you my entire story. I'm going to buy 10 boxes of greeting cards. Well, here I thought, hey, I sold 10 boxes of greeting cards. I'm going to go back out there and bang on doors and do the same thing. Well, I sold no greeting cards again. And so about 3 hours later, I went home and I told my dad, hey, I sold this lady all these cards. And I couldn't sell anybody else. I said, I'm going to tell you something, son. You got 25 calls to go sell greeting cards because the lady next door said, you are a great salesman. You listened to my story and someday you're going to be a great person. So I said, that was very nice. And we sold a lot of greeting cards. And I went to the Brooklyn Dodgers and I got Duke Snyder and all the guys autographs and everything because back then you could get them. And I was a very happy camper. So that's the story. You never give up. You keep knocking on that door. And that's what I did. You don't think I got to see President Trump because I called him up and I said, hey, would you see me? You don't think I got to see Mike Lindell. I never gave up. I called Mike Lindell a number of years ago. And he said, who is this? I said, Steve Stern. I said, I love your towels. He said, do I know you? I said, well, I saw you at this event couple. I didn't really do it. And we started talking. I said, you know what precinct strategy was? He said, no, I don't. And I said, I started talking. I said, wait, Steve, wait, let me get one of my girls on the phone. He got one of the girls on the phone. Next day, he had me on the show with Dan Schultz, and he endorsed precinct strategy right on the show. And he's done it ever since. So you have to be tenacious. You can't give up. You got to do two things at once. I'm always doing two things at once. If you don't do two things at once, you can't accomplish enough. You know what I mean? Because not enough time in the day. Even like now, every day rolls by. I mean, it's Monday, Friday. And when you get older, they run by even faster. So that's my answer. Vote and join the Republican Party and get involved. Because if we don't get involved, we ain't going to win. I can tell you that right now. So again, thank you very much for having me. And we're glad to be back again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show. EBSRA LLC is a registered investment advisor. The information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investment, or investment strategies. Investment involves risk and unless otherwise stated are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategies discussed.